When you hear the word superstar, you may think of some great athlete or A-list movie star or some television personality, a celebrity. I'm sorry, but I personally think that's a pretty lame use of the word when you hear about the kind of star that astronomers have been discovering. Yeah, like the largest known star in the universe? Conventional telescopes had missed it because of vast dust clouds, but the Hubble Space Telescope picked it up. It is, get this, 186 million miles wide and 10 million times brighter than the sun. What? Now that's a superstar. Don't even try to comprehend one star that enormous. Interesting footnote. According to many theories on how stars are formed, a star this large is an impossibility. It's there. It is not impossible. I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about awesome God, awesome love. Our word for today from the Word of God, Psalm 8, verses 1 to 4. Listen to this. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory above the heavens. When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars, which you have set in place, what is man that you are mindful of him, and the son of man that you care for him? It's hard to come up with a theory big enough to contain the infinity of what's out there. But it's not hard to come up with a creator big enough to explain it all. And speaking of Jesus, the Bible further explains in John 1:3 that through him all things were made. Without him, nothing was made that has been made. Now, when you consider that beyond that superstar are literally millions of galaxies, your mind just goes on overload. But there's something more staggering than the size of creation. And that is the possibility that you could have a personal love relationship with the creator of it all. That's what the psalmist couldn't grasp. In light of the splendor and the magnitude of all you've created, God, why do you care about us little guys and girls on this speck of dust called earth? But the amazing truth is that this awesome God has a deep, deep love for you. Here's how you can know that. In those same verses that tell us Jesus created it all, it says that he became flesh and made his dwelling among us. The one who created that megastar and countless millions of galaxies left the throne room of the universe to come here as one of us. And everything in us screams, but why? Answer, two chapters later. God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Why? God loves you so much. So much that even though we've defied him by running our own life, he sent his son to go to a cross to bear the death penalty for my sin and yours. God doesn't want to lose you. And when Jesus comes knocking on the door of your heart offering you his love and his forgiveness, it doesn't make any sense to reject him or postpone him. This is the one who made it all, who loved you enough to die for you. Why would you wait another day to begin a personal love relationship with the most awesome person in all the universe? Have you ever begun this relationship that Jesus died to make possible? He proved that he can give it to us because he walked out of his grave under his own power. And only the one who's proven he has eternal life can give it to you. This is your day to be born into God's family, to begin your relationship, the one you were made for. Reach out to Jesus and say, Jesus, I'm tired of running my own life. I resigned from running my life. You died for the sin that's come from my decision to take over a life you were supposed to run. And today, Jesus, I'm pinning all my hopes on you. Thank you for loving me so much. I think our website would help. Would you go there today? Anewstory.com. Anewstory.com. Jesus, the one who made the stars, the one who's the biggest star of all, has come to you. Don't miss this amazing love.